We start with Rabbi Barry Weinstein. 2 days from now, he'll celebrate, and it will be a celebration, his one-year recovery from an aortic aneurysm. A lot of people never make it to the hospital, and Rabbi, briefly, you had very little indication that you were in trouble until it was time to go to the hospital.
Yes, it was Friday the 13th, which now has become my lucky day. And it was early in the morning when I had wobbly legs, which was quite unusual for me. And I just was as though God was calling to me, Weinstein, call 911. And thank God, and thanks to EMS and my wonderful doctors and family, I'm here today.
But it was touch and go for a few days.
Yes, I was in critical care, and I was out pretty much from Friday morning till Sunday morning. When I woke up Sunday morning, I began to learn what had happened.
And it happened at an age where you're vulnerable to any sort of thing, if you're past 70 years old.
Yes, I have read and learned that for men in our 70s, it is very prevalent, you might say.
And it is noted that actor Bill Paxton recently died of an aortic aneurysm, as did Alan Thicke, another actor. And we're joined by J.B. Hunt, the executive director of Aneurysm Outreach. Her office is in New Orleans. Aneurysm Outreach is the nation's only nonprofit organization dedicated to early detection of abdominal aortic aneurysms. And good morning to you, J.B.
Good morning.
What's your assessment on how significant this problem is and why men in particular who are vulnerable generally don't get checked?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say great news to the rabbi. We're so glad that you're here and that you've been able to do so well after this, because as you noted, many people do not. They're, when the aneurysm ruptures, which is sounds like that's what happened, the fatality rate is up to 90%. And that's because when the blood vessel ruptures, this is the largest blood vessel in your body, so it typically causes extreme pain, and that's usually the first indication that anybody has it.
But as stated, it is something that can be checked prior to something like this occurring, and yet most of us don't bother to have that done, and you're trying to get more people to be checked out.
Yes, that's exactly right. Because usually the rupture is the first signal, that means that there are no symptoms typically. People don't know that they have an aneurysm in their abdomen. And so the easiest thing to do is to get a screening. Anybody can ask their doctor to get a simple ultrasound. It's painless. It's non-invasive. It's similar to a pregnancy ultrasound. The doctor can order that exam, or Medicare pays for that exam. But many people just don't know that they need to have that simple ultrasound in order to see if they have an aneurysm or not. So that's why we, a nonprofit organization, were founded to provide these free screenings to help people become more aware, and then also, of course, to be able to discover if people have aneurysms or not. The only other thing, really, there's not a lot of research. There's no real cause that's been established, but we do know that people with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, people who are smokers or former smokers, are more at risk, and certainly people who have someone else in their family who has had an abdominal aortic aneurysm are more at risk.
All right. I'm looking at some of the information, and men are more likely than women, 4 times more to have an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Smokers, 7.6 times more likely. Rabbi, you're not a smoker.
No, never smoked.
But had one. And an estimated 2.7 million Americans over the age of 60 currently have an abdominal aortic aneurysm, and this is something that could be checked out, and it's done periodically here in Louisiana, particularly in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, and we'll talk with JB about that in a moment. But the night before May 13th of a year ago, you had no indication you were about to have a life-threatening moment, did you?
No, I didn't. I was, in fact, getting ready to preside for a bat mitzvah at Temple Shalom in Lafayette. I was no longer a rabbi there, but I was invited back to do this bat mitzvah for a very special family and special young lady. And that's when I woke up Friday morning that things were not right.
You were sitting at your desk, right?
I was sitting at a chair where I'd like to rest and meditate, and I had my phone in my hand, so it was very convenient to reach 911.
What sensations did you have that you knew something was terribly wrong?
When I stood up, my legs were wobbly. I don't remember any pain in my chest or any pain associated with my heart, if you will, just very wobbly legs.
And then you called, and how quickly did they get there?
It seems like they arrived at our home within minutes. My wife, Linda, was still asleep in our bedroom. We have a small condominium here in Baton Rouge. And all of a sudden woke up to see the men hooking me up on a gurney in our kitchen.
877-217-5757 if you'd like to join the conversation wherever you are. And the Baton Rouge number is 297-5633. And the email is talk@talklouisiana.org. And J.B. Hunt of Aneurysm Outreach is noted. There is periodic checking of this, testing, and nearly 95% of the AAAs, abdominal aortic aneurysms, can be successfully treated if detected prior to rupture. So how is it checked, and how often do you provide this service?
The ultrasound exam is a very simple process that we provide for free. As we say, we're a nonprofit, so we're supported by donations in order to provide these free screenings. But again, people can get screened by talking with their doctors and requesting and letting the doctor know about any risk factors. Here again, of course, in the case of Rabbi Weinstein, with no risk factors, you probably would not have talked to your doctor about getting screened, even had you known that there was such a thing as a screening to find this. So that's a big part of what we try to do also is really to provide information and education. We do have a free screening coming up next Saturday, May the 20th, in New Orleans at LSU Healthcare Network, which is on St. Charles Avenue. So anyone is welcome to come to the screening. We do like for people to call and register, but that's not a requirement. You can also walk in, and typically it's people age 55 and over who are more at risk, and as you noted, even more specifically, older people are more at risk simply because the aneurysm has had longer time to grow.
Chris downtown. Chris, good morning. You're on the air with Rabbi Weinstein and J.B. Hunt. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, and simply wanted to say I'm so thankful that my friend Barrett survived this crisis, and thank you for making this show possible and alerting people to what is really kind of a silent killer in many cases. So, Barry, stay strong and stay well. We love you. This community needs you, and thanks, Jim, for the good informational show.
Thank you, Chris. Love you, too. Nice to hear your voice again.
Distinctive voice of Reverend Chris Andrews. So I think everybody of a certain age, myself included, we're probably going to go out and get checked for abdominal aortic aneurysms. And in a moment, we're going to hear from the doctor who saved the rabbi's life, Dr. Azim Khan. But before we do that, I did want to give J.B. Hunt the opportunity to tell people where this screening will take place next Saturday, if you can make it to New Orleans, and the phone number to reach you and your staff. J.B.?
Yes, the screening is from 8 a.m. to noon on May 20th at LSU Healthcare Network, and the registration number is 888-871-3801. So that's at LSU Healthcare Network on St. Charles Avenue, and the phone number again, 888-871-3801.
Well, thank you, J.B. Hunt. Appreciate the good work you're doing.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. And Rabbi, before we go to the break, you know you're a lucky man. I imagine each day is a blessing now that you have survived this.
No question. Every day I wake up and give deepest thanks to EMS for sure, my wonderful doctors and surgeon, and my family, and devoted friends like you, Jim Angster.
Dr. Khan, thank you for joining us. I know you are in and out of surgery as we speak.
Yes, sir. Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate the invitation.
How tricky is this surgery? Like when the rabbi came in, what happened?
Well, so he came in initially. We got an emergent call from the ER, and he was astute enough to kind of figure out that something was going on and that was wrong with him. A lot of times patients will be like, patients usually say that they end up having, you know, routine heartburning type chest pain, and a lot of the guys, as we know, and patients say that, oh, well, it's just nothing, it'll kind of be a fleeting thing that'll go away. Rabbi Weinstein kind of had an idea and premonition that something was wrong, where he ended up calling the ER. The EMS brought him to the ER, where at the Lake, Arleigh Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge, they were quick enough, astute enough to take him emergently to get a CT scan, and that's kind of the gold standard to diagnose this problem. And at that point, they found that he had an aneurysm as well as a dissection. So a dissection is a special emergent condition within an aneurysm. So a lot of people have aneurysms that are walking around, you don't know. But a dissection occurs when there's imagine an aneurysm being a cylinder, a tube basically, filled with blood, providing blood to your entire body, your brain, your head, your arms, your kidneys, legs, everything, straight from the heart. So the heart puts out this massive tube that has blood in it, and it goes to the rest of the body. Now, the heart itself is just a pump. It pumps all that blood out and provides the oxygen and nutrients so that the body can work. What happens is with the aneurysm, the aorta slowly starts expanding. And I don't know if you've ever had problem where when you're driving, you kind of hit the sidewall of a curb of some sort.
Yeah.
And then you see that little aneurysm, the little bubble that forms in your tire. And that's basically an aneurysm that has occurred. And a tire is set up just like the human body, where the aorta has multiple layers in it. There's three layers. There's the intima, the media, and the adventitia. And a dissection occurs when there's a tear in one of the layers. And once that tear occurs, the blood rushes through that and weakens the wall. So an aneurysm is already enlarged. The aorta is enlarged more than normal. And it's prone to having these tears that can occur. And then eventually what will happen is when the wall weakens, it'll rupture and die, and the patient usually dies.
So how delicate is the surgery?
The surgery is a quite long operation. It usually takes about 8 to 12 hours. And the thing is that this is a very special surgery because it takes so long, and not just that, but you kind of have to drain the patient out completely. It's called circulatory arrest. We cool the patient down to 18 degrees, drain all the blood out, stop the heart, and basically stop the brain at that point too, and do the operation because the tube is providing blood to the entire body, so you can't operate on that tube without stopping everything. And you have a limited amount of time to do that, and you sew as fast as possible. At that point, once that's done, you replace that torn portion of the aorta and put a new aorta in, and then restart the patient back up and put all the blood.
Well, we're going to take a call or two for the rabbi and for the surgeon who saved his life, Dr. Azim Khan. Herb in South Baton Rouge. Good morning, Herb. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Herb.
Hey, and belated thanks for coming back to WRKF. I'm calling about the United States Task Force for Preventive Medicine and Surgery. Their recommendations on looking for an aneurysm. And the reason I'm calling is there are companies, for-profit companies out there that want to sell you for $149 five tests, which mostly are not indicated for people. The indications, according to the Preventive Task Force, in men is one-time screening for abdominal aortic aneurysm with the ultrasound, in men ages 65 to 75 who have ever smoked. If you haven't smoked, it says clinicians selectively offer screening to men 65 to 70 who have never smoked rather than routinely. And for women, they don't really recommend it at all.
All right. Well, the previous guest indicated, thank you, Herb, Dr. Herb. The service is free from this group, Aneurysm Outreach, and their number again is 888-871-3801. Dr. Khan, this is a case, I'm sure, where a lot of patients don't make it to the hospital alive, and once they get there, the surgery is so daunting that sometimes they don't make it. What's the earlier guest said 90% of the people who have an attack die. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And alluding to the caller in who called about the skiing, there's several facilities and practices, even our practice, that offer free screening too. So yes, he's right that there's several that they charge, but you know it's easily available if you go according to the screening guidelines that are provided by CMS and the hospital administration that you can have those done free. But you're right, 90% of the patients actually don't survive, and then even after that, it's the risk goes up per hour once you make it to the hospital. Within the first 48 hours, almost a 50% risk of dying also. So it's a pretty daunting. It's one of the biggest operations you can do, especially because of the circulatory arrest, which I kind of described earlier. But thankfully, Rabbi made it through.
Because of you and the others.
Great to hear your voice again, Dr. Khan.
Well, yes, Rabbi. Nice to hear you, too. I still have your gift.
God bless you always.
You're his superstar. So thank you, Dr. Khan, and congratulations.
Thank you.
And Rabbi, keep up whatever you're doing. You've gotten a reprieve.
Yes, I sure have. Thank you so much.
Good to see you.